I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. A little late in the in me coming in as a drummer and someone who kind of goes to the beat. That was off. But I'm being honest, as I always am. And this is a fun fit tip for me. And this goes to, again, what I've been doing for years. And a lot of it was just natural. And for many of you who have been working out for years, as I have, I'm sure some of this is just natural to you as well. We're going to talk about pyramid sets. Quick fit tip, but I'm going to just describe a handful of the ways you can do this. This is, though, something where, you know, I'm going to give you the names like pyramid, full pyramid, reverse pyramid, descending pyramid, and you may do it differently. Because what we're talking about is just varying the weight and the reps and how we do that. And this is all about variation. That is a topic I've been talking about for over 400 episodes now and over 30 years. It's so important. And so these are all the awesome takeaways that for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, we'll be able to add to your repertoire, to your fitness arsenal, as I call it. You know, something you can start doing right away. And so when we think of exercise with strength training for the beginners, the basics, it's that you do a certain number of sets and the same number of reps with the same number of weight, right? Or same amount of weight. So you may be doing chest press, dumbbell chest press, 3 sets, 10 reps, with 50 pounds or 40 pounds or whatever the weight is. But the reps are the same. The weight is the same. Weight, reps, and sets. Yeah, they're all the same. Okay. And then there's so many variations you can do from there. And as the research is showing now, and it's one thing that has completely changed area in all the textbooks that I studied, when it comes to failure, failure is failure. In other words, we want to bring our muscle to failure, and I'm going to give you a bunch of different ways to do that, and none are better than the other as long as you get to failure. And we want to make sure we don't get injured and ultimately quit at technical failure, not muscular failure, unless you're going for max PRs, but that's not what these are about. These are about, you know, multi-set, multi-rep modalities, workouts. And there's just so many different ways to do this. And again, I was literally doing it this morning as I was doing certain exercises. I am a big proponent of descending pyramids, and that's what I call them. You may call them something different. I want to make sure I say that, right? We'll go, hey, that's not what it is. No, well, there's different ways to call things. You know, back when I was a trainer and I would be writing out workouts for people, you know, we'd do some exercises. Maybe they were traveling and they're like, you know, can you write this workout down for me so I can do it while I'm traveling? And let's say we were doing, it doesn't matter what the exercise was, instead of telling them, writing down what the name of that exercise was, I would say, what do you call this, right? And so often they would have some crazy name for it, like this is the swim move, you know, on 2 feet. Because when they would go away, if I wrote down the technical name for that exercise, they go, I can't remember what that is. So that kind of goes to what I'm talking about here too. All right. There's many different ways to call things, to do things that, you know, maybe the same technique, but with a different name or vice versa. All right. So pyramid training is basically a group of sets, the same exercise. And, you know, the definition I pulled is not the one I would use. It says begins with the lightest weight and higher reps. Actually, that's right, for the most part. It begins with a lighter weight and higher reps and escalates to heavier weight and fewer reps, okay? So that's pyramid training kind of basics 101, right? So for a pyramid training, you're going to do multiple sets, and that may be, let's again go for chest press. You may start with 50 pounds and do 15 reps, right? Lighter weight, higher reps, and then we're going to increase. So 50 pounds, set 1, 15 reps. 60 pounds, set 2, 10 reps. 70 pounds, set 3, 8 reps. And again, you can do as many sets as you want. Let's say 4 for this one, 80 pounds, 6 reps. So you're going to heavier weight and fewer reps as you get fatigued. Now, what is so crucial? One of the most important points of all of this is if you don't choose the right way to start and the right reps, you may never hit the reps you're trying for. And that's okay, because it's failure. But ideally, over time, you learn your strength and you learn that, hey, when I start with 50, it works, right? 15 reps, but I still have enough left to do 10 reps with 60. And that, yeah, I'm just barely, but I'm still doing good form for 8 reps of 70. And oh my gosh, that final fourth set with 6 reps of 80s, I'm done, but I can do it. All right? So that's pyramid training, one of the common ways of doing pyramid training. Now, a full pyramid is going up and you're coming back down. So that's truly a pyramid, right? So the first one's not really a pyramid. It's an ascending pyramid, I would call it, which is why I had a problem with the definition to start with. So a full pyramid means you're going up and you're coming back down. Holy cow, lots of sets, lots of reps. If you don't start with the right weight or the right weight, you're doomed, but failure's good, right? So that would be maybe starting again, same protocol, chest press, starting with 50s. So you go 50s for 15 reps, 60s for 10 reps, 70s for 8 reps. That's your top of the pyramid. Now you're going to come back down. 2 more sets, same thing you did, 60s for 10 reps and 50s for 15 reps, okay? Again, you can play around with the reps. You can play around with the sets, but you get the concept, right? And then reverse pyramid training, you're starting heavier, lower reps, and you're getting lighter and more reps. So you're working backwards. Same protocol, let's start with 80s, 80 pound chest press, 6 reps, 70 pounds for 8, 60 pounds for 10, and 50s for 12, all right? So heavier weights at the start, lower reps, going lighter and more reps. All right. It's all about failure. That's what matters. Being safe, quitting at the right time, figuring out the weight to start with so that you can do your pyramid as best as possible. I love descending pyramids. So here's what I have done over the years. And again, I know my weights now. I've done this for such a long time. So let's say, and I generally do 3 sets of 15 reps. That's what I'm doing right now. More reps than many people, but like 3 sets of 15, 45 total reps works for me. And so what I often will do, or 2 things actually, let me give you both. So let's say I'm doing, I don't know, cable, lat pull downs with a cable, right? And I'm doing, let's say 60 pounds, just throw a number out there. 60 pounds with 15 reps, and I may be done, like tired. Like I can feel at the fatigue. And if I feel that, you know, sometimes I'll do 3 sets of 60 pounds for 15. But depending on the day and the amount I've chosen, I may go 60 pounds for 15, 50 pounds for 15, and then 40 pounds for 15. Equal failure for all of them. As I get fatigued, same number of reps, a little lighter. And sometimes I will go 60 pounds for 15, 50 pounds for 15, and then back up to 60. So you can play around with it, all right? It's all about variation. It's all about staying interested, having fun, having all of these different tools, as I said, in your arsenal so you can get the greatest workout, greatest results, shortest amount of time. I love the descending, and I'm going slowly for all of them. And that's why when I drop the weight but keep the same reps, I'm already fatigued. So that really works, especially, I would argue, for people as we get older. All right? There you go. Thank you for listening. Again, Tom H. Fit is Instagram. Tom H. Fit is Twitter. You want to reach out if you want to reach out and ask questions, comments. Follow me there. It's helpful to follow this podcast is what I'm saying. This is Fitness Disrupted 2.0, brand new feed. So please follow, subscribe, rate it, anything you can do to support the show. Thank you for listening. I love what I do. I'm going to be doing this for the rest of my life, bringing you the best information so that you and I and my family, all of us, can live our best lives. There are 3 things we all control. Never forget this. How much we move, what we put into our mouths, and our attitudes, and that is awesome. I am Tom Holland, exercise physiologist, certified sports nutritionist. Believe in yourself.